All right. B'siyata d'shmaya, today is Erev Shavuos. So what we'll do is, we didn't have as much preparation time, so I decided what we'll do is two important simanim, Shin Pei Tes, Shin Tzadi. Those are two simanim that we're going to do, the Isser of Kibbutz, and then the Isser of cutting one's hair. Of course, these segue also to the Isser of post Shloshim. In other words, both of them have an Isser that relates after Shiva, in contrast to all of the other halachos that we've spoken up until now. And also Shloshim, and in certain instances over here, even for Avav Imo, Yud Beis Chodesh. So it works out well that we're beginning to discuss also the halachos of Shloshim. So what we're going to do first is just see the context of the halachos of Shloshim. And the way to introduce it is really with the halachos of Kibbutz. If you take a look in your booklet, we have the Rambam in Perek He and the Rambam in Perek Vav. The Rambam in Perek He halacha beis says, Uminayin Perek He halacha beis, Uminayin she'avel aser b'tisporas. How do we know that an avel can't cut his hair? Sherei hizir b'nei Aaron roshechem al tifro. Michlal she'kol mis'abel aser l'saper saro el megadol pera. So this is Perek He halacha beis. Perek He is talking about all the halachos of Shiva. And the Gemara asks, how do we know then avel can't cut his hair on Daf Tezvav? And the Gemara quotes this limud from Aram. Now, if you take a look at Perek Vav halacha aleph begins a new set of halachos in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Midivrei Sofra, Midrabanan, Shia Avel Nog, Miktsas Divrei Avelos Kol Shloshim Yom. That there is an idea of taking part of Avelos from Shiva into Shloshim. Uminayin Samchu Chachamim. By the way, why is Rambam emphasized Midivrei Sofra? Because Avelos Yom Rishon could be Doraisa. So here, this will never be Doraisa. Uminayin Samchu Chacham L'Shloshim Yom. Shnemar Uvachsas Avia Vesima Yerach Yomim. This is by the Eishes Yifas Tar. So it says that she's leaving her father and her mother. How long does she mourn? She mourns for a month. Michlal she'avel mitzar kol shloshim yom. So there's this new halacha of shloshim that says that there's mikzas din avels. The Ravid says that we learn out from Nazir, because we spoke about that Aaron was asked not to cut his hair, and it said al tifra'u. And we learn Xera Shava Para Para Mi Nazir, that just like a Nazir, Stam Shloshim is 30 days, so too here. So the Radvaz points out that actually the Ravid's the Bavli, and the Rambam went to Yerushalmi, and this becomes a Maramakum for those who are studying the Rambam's relationship to Bavli and Yerushalmi. This is one of the Maramakumos where the Rambam goes to Yerushalmi as opposed to the Bavli. Okay, so this is how we have the genesis of Avelus of Shloshim. Okay. Now, what applies to Shloshim? So here, if you take a look in regards to Kibbutz, the Rambam says as follows in Halacha Dal. Halacha Gimel is going to be cutting ones here, but that's Shin Sadi. We're up to Shin Pei Tes. So let's see the Rambam Halacha Dal. V'chein aser lilvosh kelim levanim chadashim u'miguhatzin kol shloshim yom. One is not allowed to wear, according to the Rambam, white new clothing and miguhats. Miguhats, the colloquial way of translating it sort of today, would be specially pressed. Or, and that would be the way colloquially we describe it. But in the time of Chazal, miguhats, as the Beis Yosef describes, means that it was washed with an extra detergent, and those were the clothes that were entirely clean. So we have a new category of miguhats that is going to be aser. So that category of miguhats is aser during Shloshim. In contrast to when we're talking about Shiva, look back in regards to Shiva in Perek He. So In Perek, we'll have it more clearly in the Beis Yosef. We don't have it in the Rambam in front of us. So if you take a look in the tour, so the tour says, Avel also lechas lechabes ksusa kol shiva yom afilu b'mayim levad. So there are a few differences between shiva and shloshim. Over here, the tour says that the iser is to wash throughout the 7 days, even with water, even just with water. In contrast to miguhats, here one is doing it with water. I was looking for the Prisha's definition. Now I find it. In Dalid Star, the Prisha writes, guhats. No, it's not this Prisha. What is this Prisha? Somewhere in the Prisha or in the Trisha. Yeah, I found it. In Os Yud Gimel in the Prisha. The Prisha says, V'nimuke Yosef pirish digiyutz hainu mayim be'efer o b'neser uboris. So it is a much higher quality than what we have in Shiva. In Shiva, it's aser, even with water. And what comes out also from the Rishonim is that it came out, the garment also came out, better pressed as well. In contrast to during Shiva, any washing is going to be aser. That's the first difference. Now the second difference, if you read the Rambam carefully, and it's going to come out lahalacha, is that when it comes to shloshim, there's no iser per se to wash. The iser is going to be, as we saw in the Rambam in Perek Vav, the Rambam said, aser lilvosh kelim levanim. It's aser to wear. So we're starting out on the path that the fundamental difference between Shiva and Shloshim when it comes to these two is that when it comes to Shiva, there the washing is Aser, while when it comes to Shloshim, not only is the washing Aser, but when it's going to be, when it comes to Shloshim, the washing is not going to be Aser, only the wearing. The Shach points out that this Iser during Shiva is an Isser Malacha. If you take a look at Sif Katan Zayin in the Shach, Aser, Hatam Mishum to Aser Basiyas Malacha. So the real Isser of Kibbutz is an Isser of Malacha. Hence, it doesn't matter of whether you're doing it with a high quality or a poor quality, that's going to be Aser. In contrast, when it comes to Shloshim, there's some type of pleasure that the individual is getting, so that is going to be the nature of the Isser. Now, within Shloshim, there is a big machlokis, exactly what level of quality clothing is going to be aser. There are three deos in the Tanoim that the Tur makes reference to in Simon Shin Pei Tes Sif Hei, and the Beis Yosef quotes it in detail. And we paskin la halacha, this is a Gemara Chav Gimel, we paskin that it's a particular type of clothing that's asr mi'ikr d'dina. Says the Mechaber, kol shloshim yom asr lovosh, begin meguhatz, v'hushu lavan v'chadash, v'afilu hushel pishtan. So this begin meguhatz that we described from the Prisha, from the Nmuke Yosef, is that it's washed with certain detergent. Not only that is necessary for it to be meguhatz, that's also during Shloshim, but it has to be white and new. In other words, if it's colored or it's old, then even if you're going to wash it with a real detergent, it's not going to get really, really fresh. And therefore, the Isser is going to be only these begadim. And that's the Shita of Shim ben Elazar, and that's how we paskin like. So again, we have malacha during Shiva, wearing really nice clothing during Shloshim, as well as al ove v'imo, continues the Mechaber, osur ad sheyegia regel achar Shloshim, v'yigaru bo chaverov. So we'll discuss this category in Mirtz Hashem in the right time. So now that we have these two tracks clear, we understand them in general, and we understand how they work in regards to kibbutz, we're ready to go take a look in the go through the Mechaber. So now everything should cut very, very smoothly. Says the Mechaber, Aval also lechabes ksusa kol shiva yom afil mayim bovad, ula achar shiva mutter, ukeshem sh'asa lechabes, kach also lil bo shamechubasim kodem lekein. So there is going to be an iser to wash, and then there's also an iser to wear all of these garments that have been washed prior. Now, there are going to be exceptions. We'll get to those exceptions eventually. But in general, all washing is usser, and any newly laundered clothing is also going to be usser. Says the Ramah, v'achar shiva shari, and then after shiva, it would be mutter. V'ha'oilam noyagim bo isur, but the world is makbid, has a hanhaga of isur, that they're noeg, not only an isur of dressing, in Beged Miguatz that we saw in Sif Hey, but the Ramah is more machmir than the Mechaber. And he says, all clothing are going to be subject to either the dressing as well. This is the opinion of the Riva. The Riva holds this way. The Riva says that it's going to be usur even after Shiva. And the Ramah says that there's a minag to follow the shita of the Riva. However, since it's a minag, the Ramah says that there are dispensations. So let's take a look in the Shach. We'll just make clear what we have up until now. It says the Shach v'achar shiva shari, haynu kishayim meguatz. So he says, after shiva, you're allowed to wear any new garments as long as it's not meguatz. And we'll skip the next part of the Shach because it's really not too nogeil lemaisa. The next part of the Shach. Sifkat and Beis continues the Shach. Va'olam nagu ba isur. Hainu shechoshishim usvaris riva v'sayato. To asur kibus kol shloshim. That it's asur all 30 days. But there still is, even according to Riva, there is going to be the following leniency. De'eino asur el b'mechubas b'nesu v'chol avolo b'mayim levad. So even according to the Ramah, there is going to be a distinction, and that is that you would be allowed to wash clothing just with water. So you have this middle ground according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, washing is entirely mutter during Shloshim. According to the Ramah, washing is still going to be usur with these detergents. Why in the world was the Riva Machmir? So if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef has a Tosefta, Kol Elu Shamer Mutter L'Chabes B'Moed Aser B'Toch Shloshim Yom Shel Avel. So there's some who say that there's already a Tosefta that says that it's Aser for Shloshim. There's Mashmos that it. What's the Mechaber going to do? So Mechaber is going to learn that that's in regards to wearing kiyuts. It doesn't mean actually washing. So that would be the Nekudas HaMachlokis over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Ramah, kibus is an exception to the rule. It doesn't only apply to Shiva, it applies even to Shloshim because the Tosefta says that. And while the Mechaber will say that was talking about the wearing the kiyuts and not actually the washing. Okay. Now, at the end of the day, that's the opinion of the Riva, and we're noeg l'chumra of the Riva, but we're not noeg l'chumra if it's just with water. Continues the Ramah in Sif Aleph, v'cheinoagin medinas elu la'achar, excuse me, v'noagin, going back a line, v'noagin she'odam acher lov shem tchila, v'achakach lo shem ha'ovel, v'haminag ikar. So here the Ramah gives us a heter. The Ramah says that if you have somebody that wears the clothing first, and then the Avel wears it, so then in such a case, then it would be mutter to have someone wearing it in between. V'cheinoagin b'medinos elu la'achar shiva, and that's the custom after shiva. So this is the Ramah's solution, even though kibus is going to be usur, but if someone is going to wear it, so then in such a case, then it will be mutter for the avel to put it on as well. And this is how Ashkenazim are noeg. So even though Ashkenazim are noeg that wearing clothing that is mechubas is going to be usur all shloshim yom, but if you have someone else that's wearing it, in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. We're going to see there are other exceptions as well. Now there is, from Hilchos Tisha B'Av, many of you are familiar of this suggestion, right? That's what we do before the 9 days, is what we do is we wear the garments beforehand. And that's the Makar. The Makar is over here. That once it's Miluvash, it's going to be mutter. There is a minig in camps that I finally found the Makar for, and that is to throw it on the ground. That which has been laundered, to throw it on the ground. And so I found the Badei HaShulchan quotes this in Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Badei HaShulchan says, V'ra'isi b'sefer p'nei baruch. So this already, of course, is mourning in halacha. D'maisi m'sefer kerem shlomo shekos b'shem halachim panim. Duha din d'mahani im minicha agabe karka. If it's put on the ground, z'ma'ma o mekalkot tzas hakipulim, or if he messes up the folds, that it will be mutter. And the Badei HaShulchan says, I haven't found these Sfarim. And he says, there is no mention of this in the Ramah. But there are many that follow this as well. So for the record, there is that Shita out there as well. Okay, so we have Shiva versus Shloshim. The Isser of Kibus, Dafka during Shiva for the Mechaber, and wearing meguhats during Shloshim. The Ramah says that our minig is to continue the Isser of Kibbutz, but that Isser Kibbutz is only going to be Kibbutz without any type of detergent. The Isser is going to be with detergent. If you don't have any detergent, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter, as well as that even though now that there's an Isser to wash during Shloshim, there'll be an Isser to wear as well, but if you have someone else wear in the interim, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. The Mechaber continues, V'ein tzarech lo ma'asha asa lo bosh chadoshim. Certainly during Shiva, it's going to be asa to wear new clothing. V'gam asadinim v'amatzo shalmita asa l'chapsan l'tzia ha'mechubasin. Not only is it asa to wear new clothing, it's asa also to put down new linen, V'chemit, and to wash them. V'chemit pachos ha'idayim afar pishim mutter l'chapsan l'moid. So even though we're more lenient to chalamoid, and we allow washing of towels, we do not allow the washing of towels during Shiva. Okay. Now, there are some heterim over here. And after we go through the heterim, then we're going to discuss the bottom line in terms of Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, both for the Mechaber and for the Ramah. So first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Katan Vav that this does not apply to garments that are worn for sweat. In other words, when it comes to an undershirt, underwear, even there's room to argue, even socks. So then in such a case, then all of those things are not subject at all to these dinim, which means, therefore, that bepashtus and avel, if necessary, obviously if not necessary, there's no reason to wash, but if necessary, then an avel will be able to do the laundry for all of these things. Secondly, the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Beis gives us a very big heter. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Ayin b'tshuvas lach meitode shehela, tohadol otio elachar zayinu, haynu dafke b'machlif letanub. Aval im machlif letzara kigon shahachaluk miluchlach, if the shirt is dirty, is filthy, o mishum ervuvia shari afil toch shiva, ayidekach. Kimo berechitz lo'asar elashel tainub. So just like I argued when we learned Rechitza, I had a kula that wasn't mefurish, that I said that it could very well be that it's mutter to shower if it's just to remove sweat, because the Isser Rechitza is only Tanug. So too, he says, the Isser of Kibbutz is only going to be Tainug, and therefore it's only someone who's changing it L'Tainug. A person who's changing because his garments are filthy, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. It would seem to me that this, again, would apply that if his garment is filthy, so then in such a case, it would seem, and this I throw out as lahalocha v'loy lemaisa, that he would be allowed to wash it, his garment as well. We have in halacha cases of where he only has one garment, obviously where he has other garments, so then in such a case, then would be better for him to put on, even if the garment hasn't been worn before, he would be allowed to do that. And what emerges is that's even during Shiva. That comes out that would be even in Shiva. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, in his Sefer, points out that also spot cleaning is going to be mutter. The post can bring this down also in Tisha B'Av as well, that let's say a person has a stain, so then in such a case, then they spot cleaning is going to be entirely mutter. This heter of the Lechem Chamudas is even more than spot cleaning. Okay. So let's summarize the amount of hair heterim we have. If you take a look at our sheet, our outline, we have four heterim to the iser of kibus. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan says, big day zeyar mutter. Number two, machlif letzorech is going to be mutter. Number three, we saw in the Ramah that if we're talking about the iser of shloshim, so then in such a case you could give it to someone else to wear, and the Beis Yosef says to wear it for 1 hour. And we saw also some say putting on the ground as well is going to be mutter. And finally, that the iser to wash is only with detergent, but if a person be using just water, in such a case it would be mutter to do after Shiva, and even to wear such a garment would be mutter as well. Okay? Now, with that in mind, then we could skip ahead to a couple of halachos in the Mechaber, and then now everything is going to make sense in the Mechaber. Sifim, Hey, Vav, and Zayin, now everything is just going to, we'll just be reading the Mechaber's words to halachos that we've already described. In Sif Hey, the Mechaber says, Kol Shoshim Yom, Asa Luvosh Begim Meguatz. So that is the Shita of Shimon ben Elazar that we paskin, that even during Shloshim there's a new Isser of Levisha, and that was what we saw in the Ram Perek Vav. V'hu shiye lavan v'chadash v'afilu shel pishtan. And so what's going to be Isser is only a very nice new garment. Those days, the nice new garments were only white and new. The moment in which they were colored, they weren't as nice. Vav, gihutz. So he describes Hainu Kibus B'mayim Ve'efro B'neser Uboris. So it's that type of washing that I described from the pre-show. The Mechaber has it over here in Siv Vav. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, Achar Shiva Mutter L'Gayitz Bein La'atzlo Bein La'cherim V'lo Amru Shoshim Yom L'Giyutz El Lilvosh. But washing is entirely permissible for the Mechaber. So for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, it's really a different world. Sfardim could do the laundry entirely during Shloshim, a Vel Svaradi could do the laundry. Ashkenazi, it's much more complicated for him to be doing the laundry. But we have the Heterim that we mentioned above. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Excellent. Okay. Now, now we need to discuss Yud Beis Chodesh. So let's now move on to Yud Beis Chodesh. The first time learning up this the Shulchan Aruch over here, it's very, very confusing, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't break it up clearly in terms of Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh. You really have to dance around to present it clearly. Okay, so if one takes a look in Siv Gimel, in Siv Gimel we have the following halacha: Aser Lilvosh Toch Shiva Kelim Chadashim Tzum Yishanim Yotzim Mitachas Hamichpesh. It's prohibited during the 7 days during Shiva to wear new clothing, and it doesn't matter that they're colored. In other words, we learned before that new clothing that were colored got worn out very, very quickly, and only white clothing was old. What does it mean, old? Old, that came out from a press. Remember I spoke to you about giyutz, including pressing? So this is the mechabish, that it's pressed. So that those things are usher to wear during Shiva. Okay. Now, what will the Ramah say? The Ramah will anyhow usher it, because Ramah ushers washing and wearing new clothing anyhow. But according to the Mechaber, aside from the Isser of laundering, there's also an Isser of wearing these things, but only during Shiva. Because during Shloshim, the only thing was usher to use was the one that was miguhatz. Not just that it was pressed, but it also had to be miguhatz. And that's what we had in Halacha Hey.
Then the Rama quotes a custom that we don't follow. Says Rama, Yesham dasalubosh big day Shabbos toch arba shavuos arishonim. There was a custom not to even wear big day Shabbos the first 4 weeks. Avo achakach mutar afil ova v'imo. So the poskim already say we don't follow this. We wear Shabbos clothing even during Shiva because of the concern of avelus befarhesia. And then the Rama says v'chein lasos bigadim chadoshim. Avel nagu iser called yud beis chodesh, and when it comes to new clothing, then the minig is to aser it all 12 months. So here, the Rama tells us the iser of begadim chadashim for 12 months, and this is the minig in Ashkenaz. The minig in Ashkenaz is that an avel doesn't wear new clothing for the entire 12 months. Again, there's no iser for him to be mechabes after shloshim, but new clothing that the Kolbo quotes from the Maharam as being aser. Okay, what falls into this category? So if you take a look in, the Badei HaShulchan makes a very nice point. If you take a look in the back of your booklet, the second to last page from the Badei HaShulchan, the Badei HaShulchan says that this applies only to garments. He says, furniture and other kelim chadashim are going to be mutter. Now, here's interesting. What would you say? In other words, at the end of the day, the minhag from the Maram is only begadim chadashim. But what would you say during shloshim? So he says, even mutter during shloshim. Badei HaShulchan says, there's no problem. There's no makar that will be also for Sfaradim for sure. And even for Ashkenazim, there's no problem to buy something new. There's no Isser, for example, that we speak about, as far as I know. There's no Isser of Shechiyanu. We have the Isser of Shechiyanu when it comes to 3 weeks. That does not apply to an Avel. And therefore, the Isser is particularly that they were Machmir for Begadim Chadashim. Now, the Mechaber does have a little bit of this. The Mechaber has a tiny strain of this. So that's Halach L'maisa. Good. We have Halach L'maisa that an Avel is not supposed to wear new clothing. Obviously, if we're talking about an instance where he doesn't have clothing, then that'll be a totally different discussion. But if he has clothing, so then in such a case, then he's not supposed to wear Begadim Chadashim. The Mechaber has what Rav Rosenzweig would call echoes of this idea, or the better, more accurate way to describe it is the Rama is really the echoes of what the Mechaber writes at the end of Sif Hei. Take a look at Sif Hei. Val ovi val imo osur ad shiyegia regal achas shloshim v'yigaru bo chavero. The Mechaber says that a bega meguatz, that's osur to wear during shloshim, which are very hard to find today, a bega meguatz is lavan and new, that we don't have many of, but nevertheless, the Mechaber says it has to be that a regal passes after 30 days, and his friends protest that his white clothing looks terrible. So until that time, then in such a case, it's going to be usher. So the Mechaber is only makbid on a beged, lavan, meguatz, but he does say that when the friends say that it doesn't look nice, then that's going to be a problem. Bottom line is that Sfaradim really don't have this, although there are some Sfaradim that wear white on Shabbos, right? So, but most don't have this. And so therefore, for Sfaradim, it's not really no Gehel Maisa, but that, I think, this halacha of Avimo is what creates the precedent for Ashkenazim to be Machmir on all Kelim Chadashim. So Ashkenazim are more Machmir about it. Okay. Good. Tov. There is a halach in Sifches that talks about that today it could be that we don't even have an Isser Giyutz, but again, because Giyutz really doesn't apply that much today, because the Gemara already says that the Giyutz in Bavel wasn't as good as the Giyutz in Eretz Yisrael, so it could be even we're even more lenient. But again, both for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, that's Sif Ches and Tes. That, by the way, Sif Ches, that takes up a lot of time in a Gemara in Yevamos. and in other places. But at the end of the day, it's really not nogea very much lamaisa. So, but that is the halacha that there is another room to be makel for that reason. Finally, one more dion that really has not much to do with the halacha of kibbutz and giyutz. We have the Mechaber's statement in Siv Beis. Mechaber says, "Mutar lechabes bigdei ketanim shemeis aviyim." It's permissible to launder the garments of children whose father has passed away. So the Beis Hillel comments on this. That I'll start with the Beis Hillel's point backwards. Beis Hillel says this is a raya to his shita that he had spoken about earlier. In Shin Pei Aleph. If you remember, we spoke about how do we paskin whether there's avelus for children. And the Beis Hillel is of the opinion that there's no avelus for children. And we saw a kriya is going to be different than avelus, because kriya is because of agmas nefesh. That was a big bim nachlokis of whether there's chinuch at all when it comes to avelus. So Beis Hillel says this works very beautifully with his shita. That he said that there is no avelus, and therefore it's mutal chavis bigdei ketanim shemeis aviyim. And he points out the heter is going to be the not the mother. In other words, let's say if Mrs. So and so chas v'chalila, her husband passes away, so Mrs. So and so shouldn't do the laundering of her children's clothing because it's still aser for her to launder during shiva. However, someone else could launder, and the children could wear it. And this brings up a lot of discussion in regards to Shloshim and the 9 days about children and the halachos of 9 days, because it could very well be that the halachos are that children are more lenient when it comes to avelos in general. We don't have chinuch when it comes to avelos. Moreinu Rav Shechter has a very nice article about this, about children during the 9 days. It came out in one of, what are they called, the Torah to Go? It came a couple of years ago. He had an article about the unique halachos. He's miyashi certain stiras in the Mishnah Berurah, but it all starts with this starting part of mutar lechabes bigdei ketanim shemeis aviyim, and the Beis Hillel putting the things together over here. Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, that is Shin Pei Tes. Questions, clarifications? So far so good, Rabosai? Excellent. Okay, now we go to the Isser Giluach. Okay. So the Isser when it comes to shaving is, as we saw, Roshechem al Tifru. And we see that Avel is Aser b'Tisporis. This is another one of the examples that the Isser does not only apply during Shiva, we saw in the Rambam, but also applies to Shloshim. So let's take a look at the Mechaber. Avel asa galeach, echad sar rosh, vechad sar zikno, vechad kol sar shebo, afilu beis hastarm. V'chein kasav arayvid, afal pisha b'chol amoyed, mutal galeach hasar sha'a safab, ba'avel asar kol shoshim yom. So there is a debate, what about the mustache? So the halachi is, on chol amoyed, you're allowed, an individual is allowed to cut his mustache, but an avel is also do it for 30 days. Varitz Geis Ritz disagrees. Sha'aser toch shiva, u'mutter la'achar shiva. The Ritz Geis holds its mutter for him to cut the mustache after shiva. For Ramban Kasev, sha'afilu toch shiva mutter li'til kol sar sha'asafa u'mitzdadin kol shem akil achila. Anything that prevents from eating, the Ramban says, is going to be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like the Ramban. The Shulchan Aruch, starting backwards in Shin Sadi Aleph at the end of the halacha, he says, "Kol shema akivas achila toch shiva aser." Even if it's blocking his eating during shiva, it's going to be prohibited. Okay. So, but here we have a difference between shloshim and shiva, and that is in regards to the mustache. So, in general, cutting one's hair for the avel is going to be aser. For shloshim, however, let's read the holy words in the Mechaber. Avel asur legalech saro echad sarosh vechad sar zikno vechad kol ser shabo vafilu shal beis hastarm kol shloshim yoim. So that's going to be asur all shloshim. And however, when it comes to the mustache that is ma'akev es achila, that's going to be that's going to be mutter. The Shach is not happy with the leniency over here. He says, if you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef himself points out that the Rambam and Ravid aser everything, even the mustache that prevents, that is in the way of his mouth, is aser all shloshim. And the Beis Yosef himself seems to go with the Rambam and Ravid. So Shach leaves off with a tzarech iyun, why it is that the Shulchan Aruch changed his mind. But the bottom line is that he did clearly change his mind. Okay. Continuing on in the Mechaber, what I've done is I've skipped the halachos that are not very, very common in regards to both kibbutz and cutting one's hair. So for example, at the end of Sif Aleph, you have the halacha of someone who has two avelos, and then maybe he has a heter to a double avelos, then he has a heter to cut his hair before moed. And in Sif Beis, we're going to skip the halacha of chas v'chalila, someone who's in middle of a haircut and his parent passes away. And Sif Gimel, we have the halacha of someone who has a double avelos again, and then moed kicks in. So either moed kicks in, or he has certain leniencies that he's allowed to cut his hair. So we'll skip that for now. It would be my pleasure to discuss in the Beis Medrash. Bezos Hashem, it shouldn't be no gea. In Sif Dalid, the Mechaber says the following: Al kol amesim migalech acher shloshim yom. One does giluach after shloshim. Al aviv al imo ad sheyigaru boi chaverav. That this heter of after shloshim does not apply to one's parents. This is a famous halacha, and this is the halacha of giur. What exactly is giur? So literally, giur means that his friends protests. His friends protest that his hair is too long. I think there are some yeshivish communities that they will come over to an avel, and I'll say to an avel, I'll say to him, your hair is very, very long. Why? Because until he hears the giur, so then he's not allowed to cut his hair. And that's the pashtus, by the way, of the Mechaber. The pashtus is that it's Achigaru bo chaverov. I didn't see any poskim discuss it, but l'chura, even one spouse could be megaher. L'chura, even the spouse could be megaher. The one shaila that an avil told me he asked is that his spouse is more likely to be goer before his friends are goer. That was the shaila. But I don't know. Interesting question. Continues the Ramah. Ve'ena regel mahani in poga kon shiguru bo chavero. The fact that Yom Tov comes is not going to allow him to cut his hair. Ve'ayim baruchayim. Vishir ga'ara. Yesh bo pluksa v'noagim v'gimel chadashim. So now the Ramah throws in the following variable. He says the normal amount of time is for hair to go 3 months before someone protests. Okay? So Ramah says that it's going to be three months. Says Ramah more than that. The custom is not to take a haircut at all for 12 months. Except the exception is if his hair has become very heavy. Very heavy. Or there's a tzorech that he's going amongst the Gentiles. Then in such a case, and he looks menuval. So then in such a case, it's going to be mutter to cut earlier than that. The Ramah has quite a bit of chumrah. Now I think most understand the Ramah, that the Ramah, when he says Gimel Chadashim, is just giving a hashara for his days. Then those days, now keep in mind, Rabbosai, in those days everybody had long beards. Karl Marx had a long beard, right? Everybody had Lahavdil of Fafle Avdals. Everybody had long beards. And it probably was not that common for people to even cut their hair that often as well. So therefore, it wasn't strange for a person to go 3 months without a haircut. I think nowadays that's much more uncommon. What's the average time between haircuts? A month. That was exactly what I was going to say. 3 weeks, between 3 and 5 weeks, about a month. So I don't think that the Rama is saying that those who are knowing that way would be problematic. It would be something. Well, let me rephrase that. If it's normal to do it for 3 to 5 weeks, then his friends are going to notice. It might not only be until 7 or 8 weeks his friend will notice, but not necessarily 12 weeks. It could be it's way before 12 weeks, which would be the sheer giur. Okay, so I didn't see this mefurish. If someone finds it mefurish, let me know. But my assumption was that is what was in the Rama's days, and today the shear would change. What we do have quite a few other issues that are mefurish. Let's start first with the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva brings up the question in regards to people today who cut their beards. In other words, Marx, I would imagine, trimmed his beard, right? If I recall the picture, I mean, it's also a stock of Pnei Russia, but if I recall the picture, it's, what's that? Okay. So if I recall the pictures of people from the 19th century, so then in such a case, then they did trim their beards. So that's what Pischei Tshuva says. Pischei Tshuva says, "I am b'tshuvas no de b'yuda b'selfo shekasev demash amar shir ga'ara gimel chadashim haynu le'elu shemegalchen rak rosham aval le'elu shemegalchen ziknam shir ga'ara zman kotzer yoser." So the period of time is a lot shorter now, and then he says, "Achsam Sofer talks about that in Germans who cut their beards, bnei Ashkenaz." The shir giur is 30 days. So you see how things have changed. Then those days to not trim your beard for 30 days, that was noticeable in Germany. So the poskim do point out that obviously what we're talking about is not what we call shaving. We call trimming. So those who trim, so then the shir giur is going to be a lot earlier. And people are going to work, that there's a chshash and nivul, so then you also have the heter of the Rama. But this would be after Shloshim al Avivimo, and even within Shloshim, if he's going amongst the Goyim, and there's a real Tzoreth, so then in such a case, it would seem to be that would be Mutter as well. L'chura, that would be Mutter. The point. Yeah, sure. So, tell me if this is what you want me to repeat. The Chassam Sofer says that since people notice those who don't trim their beards after 30 days, so they could trim their beard, the shear giur for trimming beards is 30 days. And I just added that nowadays, since it's common for people to shave, whether it's mutter to shave or not, that's a separate discussion. I shaved until I became a Rebbe, but it's not poshut. But of course, the minhag of Bnei Yeshivas for generations now is to shave. But if one shaves, so then it's noticeable very, very quickly. And so it would clearly be a shorter shear. A number, we didn't suggest what exactly that number is going to be. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Now, it does bring up an interesting question. What happens if it's mutter for you to shave? Is it now automatically mutter for you to cut your hair? Do the two go together? So I saw Rav Sternbuch in his Tshuvas says that the two do not go together. I don't have the Maror Mokom in front of me. It was actually in our booklets a while ago because it was connected to something else, but Rav Sternbuch is machmir and says just because if you have a heter for one doesn't mean you're going to have a heter for another. To me, that makes a lot of sense because today this what's going on his face might be very, very different than what's going on his head. So therefore, it would be mistaber that the two would not be connected. However, the Badei HaShulchan says it only applies to the place that the fellow was goer, as I said. And then he says, Yesh nir medivreyem shagar muteres, materes kol isura, that it's matir the entire iser. And he says, Ladina tzarachiyun. So what the Rav Sternbuch Shlita assumed is aser, what I assumed is also aser, Rav Feivel Kohn Zatzal in Sif Katan Chav Beis is Mesupik Ladina. So if you have a tzad, other tzadim to be makel, it could be that if anyhow he's shaving, he's cutting, he's, let's say, trimming his beard. He's anyhow trimming his beard, maybe there, and you have some type of other suffix, there might be more of a justification. Once he's doing one, so then in such a case, it'll be mutter. Now, do you need to wait? What I saw, that people are goer, do you need to wait for someone to be goer? Does the Avil have to go over to somebody and say, do you think my hair looks long? Does he need to beg the giur? So if you take a look at the Birkei Yosef on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Birkei Yosef says, ridiculous. He says, V'amedagdikim, he quotes medagdikim, D'afkim goru mutar, harm lo goru osir, ad yibes chodesh, heim divrei havoy. Da'atu hagora hi amateres oso? He says, is it the protest that's matir? It's not the protest, it's too long. So if somebody would protest, then in other words, you don't have to wait. You don't have the heter of 3 months, according to Ramah, only if you're on an island. And if you're in Krakow and no one protests, so then you have to wait even after 3 months. No, this is just a general Eitza Tova of what is normally the Giur. But the Birkei Yosef feels strongly that you don't need to wait for Giur. It would seem to me that he's logical, although I do think that there are some that are makbid for it. Not positive, but I think there might be some more makbid for it. Finally, in terms of Giur, there is a fascinating chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he rereads, and with his chiddush, he builds a tremendous amount in the language of the Ramah. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kain Heshiv, that Dibur HaMaskel, chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says as follows. B'darkei Moshe Hevia Or Zeruah. He quotes the whole Or Zeruah. V'zeh Lashono. Sha'alta im tuchal lispar achar avicha tochid beis kodesh. Ki mitoch sha'ata osuk b'mezon asecha u'matzui bein anasarim. So the original Shaila was asked to the Or Zeruah, somebody who was around officials, government officials, and he was asked, and he was also involved in Parnassa, and being unkept would be, sounds like some type of hefsid. V'ineni mardiyachas. So Arzor responds, Shelo huskar yubeis chodesh l'inin gidol se'er, rak ad sheyigaru bo chaveru. U'ma shenoagin yubeis chodesh, eino elechumra ba'alma l'kavod avivimo. V'lechein mutatav sapra kedarkecha. Underline this Rabbi Kiva Eger. What Rabbi Kiva Eger says is fascinating. He quotes from the Arzor Ruach, but it's not even Rabbi Kiva Eger talking yet. And that is, he's going to point out that the Arzor Ruach said that there was a minug for kibud ava'im not to cut their hair for 12 months. But he says, mi'ikur d'dina, it's that an avel for a brother cuts his hair after 30 days, an avel for a father cuts his hair not after 30 days. He has to let it go even longer to giur. But once you hit the point of giur, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, following along in Rabbi Kiva Eger's words, Mashma de medina achar shimtin shiur gir muta legaleach achar kachol pam de darko. We've been assuming that the iser is for all 12 months for a person who's an aviv imo not to cut their hair at any time until their friend protests. The Arzaruah understood, it's not the first in the Gemara that way. All the Gemara says is achi yigir bo chavero. Says the Arzaruah, the avil for the brother cuts after shloshim. The avil for the father cannot cut after shloshim. He has to wait shiur gir. But once he waits shiur gir, then he's like a regular person. And he says this idea that some have the custom to wait 12 months, that was only a new chumrah that they added for kibud av'im. Now, it's interesting. The mashmos over here is that Yud Beis Chodesh is not about kibud av'im, it's something else. He's saying there was an added kibud av'im that they did. So Rabbi Kiva Eger now puts it back into the words of the Ramah. And then he says, V'kiva daholich bein asarim, since you have business reasons, ein tzarech litfos chumrazu. V'kom adina da'achar gol mekadet echta kidarko. So he says, the Arzaruah's psak was that after, let's say, what would be Giyur, 2 months. So after 2 months, he cuts his hair. And then, since he has a tzarech gadol, he could cut his hair regularly after 2 months. So we've gone from 12 months for this halach of haircuts to 2 months. And says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that fits into the words of the Ramah. V'zeu kamas ha-Ramah kan, b'tchila kasum komas elu no'agin. Ramah starts off, he says, in our area, we have the custom. Imlo, v'hainu da'az, in lochosh l'minigahu. Avol kodem zman agar lo mahani. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the first 2 months, you're not going to have a heter of a tzarech, but the last 10 months, I just made up 2 months, whatever the shiur giur is going to be, but after the last 2 months, after the first 2 months, the next 10 months, the halacha is that it's, if you're going bein asarim, it's going to be mutter. So that's an interesting take from Rabbi Kiva Eger. This Rabbi Kiva Eger comes out a very big kula. And what comes out from Rabbi Kiva Eger is, it's only the first thing after his avelus, he's not supposed to cut his hair. And then afterwards, it's only a minug. And then, in such a case, you're going to have the heter for the tzorich. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein discusses this in Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Nun. I didn't write that on your Mar Makomos. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes this, and Rabbi Moshe says that he thinks you could rely on it, but you need a tzorich. Rabbi Moshe does not want people to stop keeping Yud Beis Chodesh for cutting their hair, but he says for a tzorech, it already is going to be mutter. And interestingly, the Badei Shulchan in Os Lamigimel is Machria Lekula. He Machria like this Rabbi Kiva Eger. So this is a big heter if there's any type of tzorech. Okay. Yes?
If Rav Moshe says that this is not such a lechatchila Lekula, you really need some sort of real tzorech.
Right.
Is there a tzad lahachmir and say that you shouldn't shave super regularly? You should still wait some extra.
Absolutely, time? absolutely. There would be such an idea. I think when many people eat, let's say there's someone who shaves every day. I think who works him in Athens. I think he believes that he's afraid that if he doesn't shave every day, then it'll affect his business matzav. But otherwise, it would seem to me that there is definitely an inyan. Okay. Halacha is very sensitive to the needs of women, and therefore the Mechaber tells us as follows. The Mechaber says, Isha muteres in Sifhei, Isha muteres b'netilas se'er achar Shiva. That a woman after Shiva is already allowed to cut her hair. The Ramah says, V'yesha osrim afleisha. Some say that there isn't. Tilas. Natila ser means to cut her hair, to remove hair. Probably the reason why natila is used is because they would pluck. A woman is allowed to pluck hair. So probably this is also referring to plucking. V'yeshos from Afleishan, some say no, that the halacha is, it's usher as well. Kimdumani again, for a case of tzorech, that even Ashkenazic poskim are makel. Here there's a fascinating question in regards to the girsa of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm first going to read you the girsa of the Bach, and then I'm going to read you the girsa of that we have. The girsa of the Bach was Lisrok Ha'isha Bimasreik Mutter. The Bach quotes this from Kadmon, it's not the Bach himself. And the original girsa that they had in the original Shulchan Aruchs was, and for a woman to comb her hair, that's mutar afilu toch shiva. Now, for those of you who is zochet to do dafyomi and nazir, you know that there's a big discussion about a nazir combing his hair because of the pulling out the hair. So there was a shita out there that you're not allowed, avil is not allowed to comb his hair because he's going to pull out his hair. If he's pulling out his hair, so then in such a case, then that is cutting one's hair, which is asur, says the mechaber, no, for a woman. Or says, the mechaber in this girsa says that lisro Ha'isha, in other words, the husband, it sounds like someone else is combing the woman's hair, which is very, very common. Women go to get their hair treated and so on. You don't have to worry about treating an avela, on her hair, because that's going to be mutter even during Shiva. However, the correct girsa is lisrok rosho. That's what you have in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach already in Sif Gimel points it out. It's not only for a woman, it's for a man as well. Okay, so that's in regards to this discussion. Okay, continues the Mechaber in Sif Vav. He now talks about fingernails. Says the Mechaber, Kishem she'asa legaleh kol shoshim yom, kach asa litot sipor nayim. It's usher to cut one's nails, be clean. But here, the Gemara tells us it's only with a utensil. Avol biyadav o b'sheinav mutter. But if he's going to use his hand, so then in such a case, then that is mutter. Afilu toch shiva. That's not considered a normal cutting of nails. So the isser is going to be particularly in regards to a utensil, but cutting one's teeth is going to be mutter. I leave off for a tzarachin for you to think about in the summer. What would the halacha be? These halachas are also extended to the 9 days. In general, of course, you know Rav Soloveitchik's mahalach. I have rayas that Rav Moshe disagreed. A beautiful machlokas between Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe. But whether the din, Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful approach to shloshim. He said to the 3 weeks, shalosh shavuos. He said that the Shalosh Shavuos correspond to Yud Beis Chodesh, and the 9 days correspond to Shloshim, and 9 days and Shavuos Shechalbo, and Tisha B'Av itself corresponds to Shiva. So we send over those halachas. So what follow from this is that if Shloshim corresponds to the 9 days, so then in such a case, it will be mutter to bite one's nails on during the 9 days, even though it would be usher to cut one's nails. In Taka and Shulchan Aruch, it's usher to cut one's nails. Okay, but with one's biting one's nails would be mutter. The Mechaber concludes, and here there's a fascinating debate, Kedarkam B'Kodesh, with the Taz and the Shach, V'isha she'ira tfilosa achar shiva toch shloshim. So what is this woman who's supposed to do if she's her tvila falls out during Shiva, after Shiva, before Shloshim, and she needs to cut her nails. She's not going to cut them well. What does he mean, he's not going to cut them well? It sounds like for Dine Chatzitza, she's not going to cut them well. But she could instruct someone else, and says the Rama, that the reason why the Mechaber used that expression is because on Chol HaMoed, a Jewish woman can't do it. He used the expression of an avodas ovedes kochavim, but for avelus, she could definitely have another Jewish woman do it. The Shach doesn't like this. The Shach says, "No, no, no." Let's take a look at the Berhetev, who summarizes the Shach. V'ashach kosav didafka nakar avodes kochavim dilotei mache filu ish l'shri legalech lito soparnav al yedei asra al acher. So the Shach says that it should be usher even if it's another Jew doing it, because if it's another Jew doing it, because if that would be so, says the Shach, that it would be mutter for a Jewish woman to cut her nails, then you could have an avel have his hair cut by a Jewish man. It's a nice kasha. So you would never have the Yisur of Tisporus. The only Yisur of Tisporus is for him to cut it. That's the Shach's.
I thought we're talking about a unique context where the woman Dafka has tefillah.
Right. So you want to answer and say that maybe the only time there's the problem is where it's for tefillah. For tefillah, it's going to be mutter. I like your teretz. We're going to have to see how your teretz plays out in the next machlokas between the Taz and the Kudnas HaKesef. For the record, Rabosai, so write down Sam's teretz. Sam wants to defend.
I didn't understand the kasha so much.
What's that?
I didn't understand.
No, you understand the kasha. I'll say the kasha and I'll say your teretz. Asks the shach. No, I think it's not. I mean, you're reminding me of the beautiful story with the Beis Halevi, right? You know the story with the Beis Halevi? The Beis Halevi came, the Beis Halevi described the godless of his son, Reb Chaim, versus himself. He said, the Beis Halevi says that when someone comes and asks me a question, so then the difference between me and my son Chaim is that when someone comes and asks me a question, I give him an answer, and the one who asks the question feels good, and I feel good that I gave him an answer. So my son, when they come and ask him a question, his answers are so penetrating, he shows that the question doesn't start. So he says, the shoal doesn't feel good because he showed him, right, what's a beautiful brisker teretz? That there was no comparison. There was a stira, you asked the contradiction, but really there's tzvei dinim, they're entirely different. So he says, the shoal doesn't feel good because the assumptions of his question were wrong. And my son doesn't feel particularly good because he wasn't mechadesh anything. And that was the whole derech of brisk, is that we're really not mechadesh anything, we just understand better the premise of the question, and the mail of the question falls away. So it could be you're giving yourself that. So let's you're on that madrega. But let's just repeat again and just be mechaded. In other words, the Ramah says that you could have a Jewish woman cut an avel's fingers before she's going to the mikvah. The shach says that no, it has to be a goy. Because if you're going to allow a Jewish person, then why aren't you going to allow a Jewish man to go to cut a Jewish man's hair? That's the shach's kasha. Comes along Sam, and Sam wants to say, that's not such a strong kasha. Maybe the Ramah is going to allow a Jewish woman to cut her nails in a case in which she doesn't have any choice. She has to go to the mikvah. But if we're talking about a case of a haircut, stam, not letzorech mitzvah, then maybe we would aser it even whether it's a Gentile man or a Jewish man. It shouldn't make a difference. That you're understanding well. I think it's a teretz. Now, it could very well be this is going to be connected to the next part of the Taz and the Shach. By the way, Rabosai, just to make sure that we're on our toes, just for 1 second, what's the case in the Ramah? A woman needs to get her fingernails cut after Shiva, before the end of Shloshim, right? Because she needs to go to the mikvah. What about if she needs to go to the mikvah during Shiva?
She doesn't.
She shouldn't go, that's right. A woman would not go to the mikvah during Shloshim, during Shiva. Why would she not go? For 2 reasons. Number one, it might be Rechitza. Could well be Rechitza. And Tashmish is also Asr. So then in such a case, she's not going to the mikvah. Okay, just to make sure we're awake. All right, so, yes?
Yeah. Yes.
Right, halacha lemaisa, women do go. The only question is, does the mikveh need to be only lukewarm, or could it be hot? And that, because remember, what was one of the big atarim? It says she's just going to cool off, she's not going to bathe. What's the sign of whether someone's going to cool off? That's relatively lukewarm. So that.
And the issue here was that tefillah would be domel rechitza, or the rechitza beforehand with all of the.
No, the tefillah itself would be domel rechitza, even if she. Okay, now Rabosai comes along the Taz, and the Taz asks a bunch of questions. With this, we're going to wrap up. But so this is. We get back to the old days of machlokas, Taz, and Shachs. We don't have a lot of machlokas, Taz, and Shachs in Ilchus Avelis. We have been pounding Taz and Shach. We've been learning Baruch Hashem, but not pounding Taz and Shach. So now let's pound it a little. Zot the Taz, Sifkat and Gimel, Vlav Davka, Tomuli. Ti im yesh iser lito ba'atzma vada gam al yidei Yisrael sasser. Ti yesh mishum lefnei iver. So he says, no, it's going to be usser for the Yisraelis because of lefnei iver. Similar to the Shach's question. He says, well, you don't want a goy to do it, because on the one hand, you need to make it ready for tevila properly. On the other hand, the woman herself can't do it. Because you have to do it on the one hand in a way that's proper for tevila. On the other hand, it has to be done through a shinui. And what's the way to do that? That's through a Yisraelis. So that's the Taz's answer to the question. And then he continues with three strong kashas. Avoltema li al bala shulchan aruch. Shorei pasuk b'sif hey, ishim uteres benetil ser achar shiva. Vayinu kirif ramba. Kamo shekos beis Yosef. V'lom aloti em uteres kan litol tzul parnal yidei atzva v'lo shinui. V'alot si parnayim enam chamurim yisayar. He asks the following kasha. The Taz asks. The Taz says, on the one hand, you need to do it. How does the woman normally do her nails? Maybe this is not the Upper East Side, but the Taz says the way a woman normally does her nails is she does it by herself. Even a woman who goes every once in a while for a manicure, but normally she does her nails by herself. So we need a shinoi, as she does it al yidei acheres. But on the other hand, you don't want to do it al yidei akum because you want to make sure that it's done properly for tevila. Okay. But he says, but what's the problem? Let her do it herself. Because is a woman allowed to cut her hair after Shiva? The answer is yes. Why? Because there's a tzorech for her husband. Because she's dating. The poskim say also. This comes up also during 3 weeks and 9 days. For a girl who's dating, we have certain heterim for her that you don't have. That's also based on this halacha that we saw in Sif. Hey, that a woman's allowed to cut her hair after 7 days. So if we say halacha is that for a tzorach, for dating, we allow her to cut after 7. So we see that netila seyar is not usher during shloshim for a woman. So then there should be no problem with her. Let her cut her, do her nails regular. Regular should be mutter. What's this whole business of trying to figure out how she prepares her nails after shiva? She could cut her hair regular. The old kasha asked the Taz. Afilu ladas Ramah, even according to Ramah, v'alo b'simin shin tzadi gimel, hitiru, litol tzipar nayim b'shvil lomul. The halacha is a moel is allowed to cut his fingernails. Why? Because the fingernails are necessary, we won't get too graphic, but the fingernails are necessary to do the appropriate priya. So if it's letzarech mitzvah mutter for the moel, so let's be matter it for the isha as well. It's also letzarech mitzvah for the tevila. So it comes along the Shach and Nekudas HaKesef.
And Noah was allowed to cut his fingernails himself.
Yes, himself. Says the Nekudas HaKesef. First of all, the Taz said that it's better to have a woman do it who's Jewish because you could have a shinoi. He says that's wrong. Ze eino dal yidei Yisraelim lo have shinoi. Through Yisraelis, it's not a shinoi. And therefore, the Shach holds that, of course, you need to do it dafka al yidei akum because of his question that he asked himself earlier. And he said, if it would be mutter al yidei Yisra Elis to cut the woman's nails, so then it should be mutter to go to a Jewish barber. If you're a guy, it should be mutter. Elamai, going to a goya is by definition a shinoi. And so that's why it's going to be mutter. But that is a shinoi. But having a Jewish woman do her nails, that is not going to be considered a shinui at all. Why do we say that a woman is only allowed to cut her nails, not only the poskim, the Gemara says, only with her own hands, no, it's her own fingers, or with her teeth, not with scissors. You could have another woman do it. Elevade ein ze shinui. This is not considered a shinui. Okay, so that's why we now have machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach says that you need a goya, and the Taz says you should have a dafka al yidei Yisraelis. Then the Shach and Nekudas HaKesef continues. Your question that you, Taz, asked, why can't she cut her nails by herself? Because she could cut her own hair after Shiva. Lo kashamidi. Here, if you could have it done by a Gaya, So then that's going to be considered a shinui. In contrast to cutting a hair, that would not be considered a shinui. Contrast to cutting one's hair, let me say it this way, there are different ways you could say it. In contrast to cutting one's hair, having your hair cut by someone else is not going to be considered a shinui. So that's why, if you have the ability to do a shinui, you do the shinui. Where you can't have a shinui, so then in such a case, then it's mutter, because shlo tiskana al baila, she's allowed to have her hair cut, and she's allowed to have it cut both either by a Jew or by a Gentile. But when it comes to the fingernails, it's a shinoi that could be done by having a Gentile woman do it. What about his last kasha? His kasha by Mila, that Letzarech HaMila, you're allowed to cut the nails and you didn't need a Gentile woman to cut it. So he says, there, it's mutter to do it. You're not doing a nice job on the nails. The man is not concerned about doing a nice job on his nails. All the man is doing is he's making his nails sharp. So that's not the iser of cutting one's nails during Shiva. So then in such a case, that's not what we're talking about. In contrast to the preparing for a mikvah, on the one hand, we're keeping a woman's nails nice. On the other hand, making sure that there's no chatzitza, that is going to be a problem, and therefore we need to find another shinui of having it done al yidei goya. So halacha lemaisa, what we have is the machlokes between Taz and the Shach. Shiva to shloshim, should there be a need to have a shinui done al yidei goy, have it cut al yidei goy? The Shach says yes, based on the mechaber. The Rama says that you could have it done al yidei Yisraelis. The Taz defends the Rama's position and says that should be pashut, that should be mutter to do al yidei Yisraelis, because at the end of the day, a woman could get her hair cut by Yisraelis, so why can't she have the nails done? And the Shach points out why that's different and why the case of the Moel is different, and the Shach holds on to his position that it needs to be done dafka al yidei goya. At the crux of this machlokis is really how do you look at when it comes to nails being done by someone else? Is that considered a derech or is it considered a shinui? That's going to be part of the machlokis between the Taz and the Shach. Yeah?
It's not a when it's not a shinui to get your nails done with a non-Jewish woman.
Oh.
Would we say then, you know, would that answer one of the Shach's kashas that the same way that getting your hair cut by Al Yidei Achir, then a woman should may as well just do it herself?
In other words, so there's two steps of what you're saying. Step number one you want to say is maybe since it's common in Chutz La'aretz, by the way, it's not common here in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, it's common for a woman who would get her nails done by a guy. By the way, Stam, I want to tell you, I grew up in a home that was full of secular studies and full of American sports, but there were things that we were still in the shtetl about. And one of those things was the standards of my mother and my grandmother. I can't envision my mother and my grandmother going to a Gentile woman to get her nails done. My mother and grandmother never did their nails. Nowadays, you have frum women who do it, and they go to frum women. Forget about going to a Gentile. Mm-hmm. But I can never imagine my mother and my grandmother getting their nails done, period. So it's kal v'chomer going to a goya. So that's entirely a cultural change. But let's accept the cultural change that there are now even benos Torah who go to get their nails done, obviously to be done in a modest way. But they'll do it. They'll have it done. It's nowadays, from what I understand, it's like in Hebrew they use the word pinuk. How would you say it?
A treat.
A treat. So it's a way for a woman to relax. So that's, she goes to get her nails done. Yeah, I can't wrap my mind around it. But it's the home that I grew up in. So, but anyhow, so a woman nowadays, it will be common, and let's assume that it's common. Not everybody lives in Lakewood, not everybody lives in Muncie, and so on. And so it's common for them to go, even Benos Torah, to go to a Gentile woman. So the first step that you're saying is that number one is that she would then it's no longer a shinui. That's step one. And therefore, it could very well be that the shach who requires a Gentile woman would no longer require it today because it's no longer really a shinui.
It would be the same.
Oh, that was step one, and then you want to answer a kasha. That's step one, and now you want to answer a kasha. What kasha do you want to answer?
Meaning, it would just the stira by Natila Seyar. Why is that Mutter Aide Atma?
So that would answer that question. Right. So then the shach who says that the answer to the question of Natila Seyar is because when you could do a shinu, you would do it. So over here, it's not even a shinui, so could be it's not even necessary, and then maybe not only does the shach's answer not relevant, then maybe the shach's shita wouldn't be relevant at all. That's what would come out as well. So since it's just like the halacha is that it's mutter for a woman to cut her hair after shiva with a Jewish woman, in a case of a tzarech, it'll be mutter for a woman to get her nails cut by another Jewish woman lichatchila, when she's going to the mikvah. That's what will come out according to your cheshbon lahalacha, and that the chumrah of the shach might not apply even today. And memela, then also that kash is not relevant today either as well. From Seir, Nitila Seir. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mirtza Hashem, we will pick up on the bottom of your Mar Makomos. You have the Isser Simcha. So that is Simon Shin Sadi Aleph. And we'll pick up with Shin Sadi Aleph next time. And maybe I will go right now and photocopy that next set of Mar Makomos.